underestimate your opponent. Expect the unexpected.
Well, hello, Mr. Fancy Pants. I got news for you, pal. You ain't leading but two things right now. Jack and shit. Jack left town.
I can't use Kung Fu for about 3 months.
Because if this one doesn't scare you, you're already dead. From the gates of hell, they have finally come.
Chartreuse! The only liquor so good they seem to color after.
I'm telling you straight. It's my way or the highway. So anybody wants to walk, do it now.
You kids shouldn't play so rough. Somebody's gonna start crying.
We've got entirely too many troublemakers here.
They use the satanic power of their bodies to turn men and women into their blood slaves.
I will never forgive your ass for this shit. This is some fucked up Republican shit.
Bruce Lee is gone. From the gates of hell, they have finally come.
Never underestimate your opponent. Expect the unexpected.
Oh, my poor darling. Can you forgive me for having brought you to this terrible place?
Of course, Mama.
Are you gonna bark all day, little doggy? Or are you gonna bite?
We're back.
How long has it been since we...
A long time, Dana. We took about two...
We took a long absence.
We took a couple weeks off.
Well, you know, it's holiday season. And everybody needs a break, don't they?
Mm-hmm. So, we kind of both went... We both looked up some stuff on Black Friday, even online.
Honestly, I wasn't impressed with offerings this time.
I think I got good deals.
I mean, it helped me get some stuff for Steve for Christmas, but I didn't really find stuff for myself. So,
well, I did.
Steve's finding all these good deals on 4K movies.
Well, yeah, and I also got them on eBay, but I stood up and I got the from Severin. Was it Severin? No, it was Vinegar Syndrome, who were selling the new Blu-rays of The Children and Mausoleum.
That was a miracle that Steve got.
Yeah, there was all kinds of, just didn't want to work right. Dana found the secret trick of getting in there and doing it, so.
My trick was to keep refreshing the page.
There you go. So, we did that. And, I got like some Justice League and Logan 4Ks.
Steve is gonna get something from Severin for Christmas.
Yeah,
it might hasn't come in yet.
It might have something to do with the color yellow, but I'm not sure. But anyway,
the color yellow.
Well, yeah, but anyway, got 4K of the Cabin in the Woods.
Yeah, which I'm.
Might watch that tomorrow. And then got a... fudge. What else? I got Thor Ragnarok coming on 4K. It was $16 shipped. So I thought that was a good deal.
I got the... it's not an actual 4K, but I got the 4K restoration of Zombie from Blue Underground.
Yeah, we're going to be watching that soon.
Well, I did watch a little bit of it, and I can say it looked pretty good.
I got Murder Rock. My first time ordering from like Ronin Flicks or Ronin Films or whatever. They're like a, they kind of are storefront for Scorpion and Code Red. Some of
Oh, are they?
Yeah. So.
And I was going to talk about, well, Steve might want to talk about this, about Ebon Press.
Right, well, I mean, I've been seeing this for a while, and
actually got some stuff. I got some stuff coming.
They're putting out comic books, and anyway, they had a Maniac comic book, which, yeah, I mean, I'm not a super Maniac fan, but... And I think in the second episode, he meets the New York Ripper. And I was like, now you got my attention. So I went ahead and bought those two issues.
And the thing with this company is you get kind of, I mean, it might not matter to some people, but you get certain kind of extras depending on what version you buy.
I mean, I got a fake, well, I don't know, I guess it's a fake, you know, it's a VHS box, and then you get, of course, stickers and all this other nonsense, but...
And I'm supposed to be getting a zombie comic with some, you know, goodies in it. I'll have to let everybody know about it whenever I get it in. And I'm also getting a Gates of Hell comic as well, so because when I had to get something, because when I got my zombie 4K restoration, lo and behold, there was a thing for like 10% off or 15% off or something.
That didn't mean you had to get it.
No, but I thought Steve got some cool stuff. I'm gonna get me a couple of things. But I can't remember who the other guy is that runs the company, but one of the guys, Sean Lewis, also has the t-shirt company Rotten Cotton, for anybody that's bought any t-shirts from that guy. Now, I got Steve the Pimp from Demons.
Mm-hmm.
Good old Bobby Rhodes. I got him a shirt.
So, and of course, got a chance last night to see Goblin or Claudio Simonetti's version of Goblin, which was...
I was impressed. I mean, now I can finally say that I saw, like...
All of Goblin.
Yeah, only, you know, Simonetti wasn't with the rest of the guys. He has his own group. And there's a woman with Simonetti's version in... And I told Steve last night she held her own with those guys.
She's a bassist, and she's making that deep, deep sound. But, I mean, they played... I think that they must think that people wouldn't be up for seeing them play a concert. I don't know why, but they played background on the Suspiria movie.
They played the whole movie Suspiria. But it was, to me... I think Steve was kind of bored by that part, but it was interesting and unique to me to actually have the band playing live while you're watching the movie. That, to me, that was a unique experience.
Yeah, I mean, it was interesting, and but, you know, I was like telling her that we'd probably just leave after that, which I think some people did, and then like,
But
that was the best part when the movie was over.
They missed
some
of the best performances because that's really when they cut loose and were doing, you know, they did Mother of Tears first, and Steve was like, oh, you know, and then they did Demons.
Demons was awesome. I mean, he was playing this crazy keyboard that was curved.
Yeah, and it looked like, telling somebody today, it looked like he was playing it from underneath and on top.
He was playing multiple keyboards at the same time. I mean, I think that whole performance after the movie was around I think it's 45 minutes or maybe an hour.
They played a good set.
But, I mean, obviously, it was just awesome.
They did all our favors. They did Tina Bray.
They played a couple songs from Dawn of the Dead.
Yeah, which Steve looked a little confused. I don't know.
No, because they was playing one song, and I've heard it multiple times somewhere else, so I was just kind of trying to figure it out.
I was thinking the one song they played where they didn't have any movie clips was Beyond the Darkness or Bowie.
Yeah, that was the only one. It was, and of course, I think Simon Eddy made like a video presentation with some clips and stuff to play in the background, which the other version of Goblin kind of did the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, I mean, I believe at least the drummer might be from Demonia, his other group, which I don't know if it's even still around.
That guy seemed a little bit older, the guy that was playing the drums.
But, I mean, older than who? He wasn't older than Simonetti.
No, but I think he was older than the other guy and the chick.
That chick looked like she could have been in her 40s, but, I mean, who knows?
I didn't think she was that old, but...
Yeah, I mean, I could be wrong.
She had some long hair, and she was like, I mean, she was getting down with the music, and people were headbanging and stuff. But to me, really, Goblin music is not headbanging music.
I mean, I know that people there are there for, you know, they like these type of movies and stuff like that to hear them play. But, man, there were some weird people there.
And then there were some people that I think had drank a little too much and had gotten...
Yeah.
They were loud and, like, during the...
Well, I mean, I will say that at least that was very, very minimal.
Yeah, I was glad, too, because the one guy was starting to annoy me.
But there's, like, there was some person there that looked like Chris Chan from the internet, which, if you know who that is, it's funny. Big long blonde hair with bad roots, and he's kind of chubby and looks confused all the time.
Steve couldn't figure it out. And then Steve said this a really old dude in his 70s showed up, like, we don't know where he came from.
I mean, he was just standing down there, and I was like, what the fuck?
We thought maybe he was senile and he wandered in there and didn't
know. I think he was just a drunk guy who seen what the noise was. But, and there was a bunch of, Z, Zim, and them, because I couldn't tell if they're what gender they were.
No.
Especially in that light, and then their body type could be, well, it could be anything, but.
And there was, you know, there was smoke coming from, I mean, not cigarette smoke, I mean, it was smoke, just, you know, how they have the light.
Yeah,
and
smoke machine, and
stuff.
Maybe they were even, yeah, the lights could be smoking from heat. I don't fucking know, but. Anyway,
but, it was enjoyable, and
the best part was being leaving and being home in about 18, 20 minutes, and in bed.
Yeah, it wasn't like we had to come all the way from Cincinnati.
No, it wasn't a 2-hour drive or something crazy. But yeah, it was worth it. I was, you know, I'm always hesitant of doing something.
Well, I think Steve didn't think he was going to enjoy it, and
I like the idea of doing stuff like that versus actually doing it, especially on a weeknight. But you know, it's worth it.
But I couldn't hardly pass that up. I mean, with the service charge, it was a little more expensive, but $25 a piece for tickets.
Yeah, I mean, it was a good experience, and so I mean. Makes you want to listen and watch a bunch more of
those.
For those
people that put on Facebook that they were interested in going, but I didn't see them there, you missed a good show.
I mean, I don't know what kind of opportunities you may have, so.
Yeah, I don't know.
I jumped on the opportunity before I knew they was going to play the soundtrack through the whole movie, and I was like, yeah, but it was worth it. You know, they did, you know, the music, you know, was cool, but of course there's a few 20 minutes or so of no music, mm-hmm. and you're just sitting there watching the movie again, which I've just done seen.
I just feel like as far as seeing, seeing Goblin, I mean, a whole, you know, the whole band, now that we've seen Simonetti, who's pretty much the creator of the group, I feel like it's more complete that way that we got to do that. But I don't know, like Steve said, how many other opportunities are you going to have to see either one of the Virgins of God?
I know, yeah, they're up there now, so and they may not want to come across the seas to the States again.
Yeah, because they're having to come from Italy, and, you know.
So, I'll just quickly talk about a few movies I've watched recently. Watched the 4K of The Dark Knight Rises, which looked amazing.
I think Steve's starting to get where he likes.
Well, I mean, I like
a bit better.
I mean, but I mean, well, if you got it, you take, you know.
Might as well utilize it, I guess.
Especially the audio and stuff. Watching it turned all the way up and all
that. Well, we amped up our audio system a little bit too.
So, trying to think of something else, but unfortunately my mind's a blank at the moment. But
well, I kind of watched a couple of things. Steve was asleep, but no, I've been having trouble sleeping. Well, I mean, I watched a couple of things, mostly on fast forward, just because I was curious about them, but not curious enough to just sit and watch the whole thing. One was Escape from the Insane Asylum, or I don't know if it was called Night Terror or Terror in the Night or something. There was another title for it, but anyway, that's a crazy movie, and I don't even think it would have made
They showed sense. A single shot on of Driller Killer for a second.
Oh. Okay. Oh,
that was funny.
Steve's got it on B-Movie TV, but what was I saying? Oh, I was watching this movie, Escape from the Insane Asylum, on Fast Forward, but like I said, I don't think it would have made a bit of sense if I'd been watching it at regular speed. Steve gets this weird stuff sometimes that I think it was some shot on video.
Yeah.
Crazy thing. And then the other thing I watched kind of and was going in and out of sleep at the time was Blood Masker, a Don Dobler film, which was actually made more sense than Escape from the Insane Asylum because I couldn't tell what was going on in that movie. But I don't know if Steve has seen either one of those.
Yeah, I've seen Blood Masker, and it's all right.
But you hadn't seen Escape from the Insane
Asylum? I watched part of it one time.
Wasn't it crazy?
It's hard for me to remember. I know I didn't stick with it.
But I was trying to think if there was anything else. I've been watching... Oh, I watched the original Black Christmas again the other night. And you gotta love the... And I don't even want to talk about the remake, Steve. You still gotta love the original Bob Clark version of Black Christmas. That is one creepy movie. That's all I'd say. If you've never seen Black Christmas, you should definitely run out and get it right now.
Run.
Run, don't walk.
To where movies are sold.
And tell them you want Black Christmas.
And get it. And watch it.
But make sure if you do get it, you get the Seasons Grievings Edition, because if you get any of the
games, you want to get the critical mass version.
Well, the one
that version, was one version that was
that
really
that was the shitty version.
Yeah, I know.
If you want to watch a lot of grain and stuff, but if you want a better picture and you actually get to hear from Nick Mancuso, who played Billy, or the voice of Billy.
I think there's a commentary with Billy.
There is a commentary, and it's crazy because I sat and listened to it.
Of course you did.
Where Nick Mancuso really gets back into the Billy part. He
gets back into the feeling of and the spirit of Billy.
Evidently so, because
Billy Badass.
He sounded pretty crazy, but
I hear you.
But Nick Mancuso has been on what other things, Steve?
The TV show called Stingray.
Well, I don't know anything about that, but he was in Death Ship. Mm. He was on this cult movie called the, what was it? Take it to love, take it to free. I don't know. It was something. But it was a weird movie where it gets sucked into this cult and they have to deprogram him and stuff.
I hear you.
I'm trying to think what else Nick Mancuso was on.
That's good. You keep on thinking. okay. I got the still book of, was it The Train to Busan? The Korean zombie, or it's Korean zombie.
Actually, that's a pretty decent, for a newer movie, that's a pretty decent movie, but it's kind of a depressing movie, though.
Well, I mean, that's something I expect in that. I knew that ain't no gonna be no happy ending. There's also an anime prequel that I started watching on Shudder.
Train to Busan?
Yeah, it's called like Soul Station. But mentioning Shudder, we just finished watching. I didn't watch them all. I missed Blood Rage, but the Joe Bob Dinners of Death.
Only one I couldn't, like, just literally sit down and watch was the Dead or Alive.
Takeshi Mike movie.
Yeah.
Which is, that was one of the oddball movies of this one, for sure. Out of nowhere, you get Takeshi Mike, crazy, kind of gangster. Pretty much everything.
I don't know how Dinners of Death movie.
Well, I don't know. You don't want to eat during it, because, I mean, obviously, there was one scene that I remembered, and I wasn't sure.
Was that the scene that bothered Joe Ball?
Yeah, I wasn't sure that I actually that was the right movie, but I was right.
It's pretty disgusting.
So, he started off with Texas Chainsaw Massacre, which I hadn't watched in a while, so I went ahead and watched that. The next one was Hills Have Eyes, which I didn't watch either. So,
I did.
And then I watched Dead or Alive, which I hadn't seen.
And I don't know why Steve refuses to watch The Blood Raging.
It's not that I'm refusing. It's just I might watch it, but I've seen that. What's that guy's name? The blonde hair guy.
Mark Topper.
Yeah, I feel like I've seen him too much. So,
I don't know why.
In that movie. So.
Well, he's playing twins.
I know, you get double the sofa. So, I think we're gonna try to watch Murder Rock, the new Blu-ray transfer and all that jazz. So I'm getting ready to watch some Fulci with some Flashdance and some boobies and maybe a little gore and Ray Lovelock's in it. So there you go.
Oh, good old Ray Lovelock. Oh, and also Steve got me I'll have to let everybody know about the transfer on this, but he got me Dr. Seuss's How the Grinch Stole Christmas, the Ultimate Edition Blu-ray with the little Max dog.
Yeah, at your local Walmart.
Yeah, I bought the last, or Steve bought the last one for me that they had at our ghetto Walmart.
Oh, my.
And I'm not trying to be racist.
So I recorded a little bit from the concert from Goblin, so I'll put it in here and you can listen to a bit.
And there's also a video on both Steve's Facebook and my Facebook, too, if you want.
Peace. We'll be back.
My father always said, when the earth spit out the dead, they will come back to suck the blood from the living.
That's nonsense. That's just a stupid superstition.
Yes, you are right, Doctor. You know many more things than Lucas.
I don't believe that voodoo can bring the dead back to life.
And Lucas not believe. The
let the dead be dead.
All right, we're back.
Yep.
We watched, or I think I watched the majority of, what is it? The Murder Rock, the new Blu-ray.
And I did not, I think.
I kind of zoned out for a minute because I got super sleepy, but the picture.
Naya Quigley's got cramped hair.
Yeah.
We're watching an old Naya Quigley video.
Wait, ooh, shoot. But, it was pretty good. I hadn't watched the extras, but, it had, what's her name? Greta from Demons.
See, so that's the only two movies I know she's in is this one and Demons.
Yeah. And, like I said, the picture quality's pretty good, I would think.
Yeah, decent.
But before we watched that, we watched a short documentary about Bill Murray. It's like
I really liked that.
Bill Murray, it was called like the Bill Murray Stories or something like that. It's about basically all his Bill Murray's showing up at these different things.
Randomly, he shows up at people's.
Like, showed up and hung out at a bar and then bartended.
And birthday parties and.
Yeah, and then. You know, it was pretty cool, and
it's Uncle Impy.
Uncle Impy give you two wishes.
I can't have it. Anybody that doesn't, you know, isn't familiar with this stuff would probably be like, what the heck, but they wouldn't be listening to our show anyway.
We're watching the horror, Linnea Quigley's horror workout, and they're showing a bunch of clips. I like watching it. I watched it on something, and like she was doing the workout, and one of her nipples pops out of her cut in her shirt when they're doing a workout.
Was that on purpose?
I don't know, but it was funny because this channel not supposed to, didn't show nudity.
Oh, and I guess, was like, I saw a nipple.
I was like, yeah, that was on the old satellite days. Shoot. What else? Well, it was really crazy rainy here earlier, and
yeah,
still is a little bit. But
me and Steve got out a little bit,
and right, we got here rained on good, and that was a good excuse to watch Blade Runner in 4K.
Which I think Steve was satisfied with his purchase with that.
Well, actually, I was really satisfied when you opened it up. And
did I get that, or did you get that?
No, you got it for me.
Oh, okay.
It's got the 4K of the final cut, but also in there is, I think, three other Blu-rays with extras and the other other versions of the theatrical version, the extended cut, director's cut, I mean, or something like that. So, I mean, it had a bunch of different stuff in there, so it kind of replaces the other versions I have.
And I'm almost ashamed to say this. I have never watched Blade Runner. I didn't even know what a Blade Runner was. Steve had to explain to me what that.
Well, it was a tag team made up of Sting and the Ultimate Warrior. No, yeah, that's true, but they're called the Blade Runners. But anyway, wrestling people know that. But anyway, yeah, I mean, it's pretty stunning. Of how cool it looked in the audio and stuff, but it was weird because I remember watching the sequel, and it's like the sequel just did not have the atmosphere of this one, and I just think that they can't do that. They, you know, back then they didn't have all this technology, and they had to do things with maybe miniatures and stuff, and for some reason that seemed to look better than CG.
Well, yeah.
So. Oh, Brandon, don't whine. You mean dog.
I think Brandon's going to want something.
Yeah, he wants a butt whooping.
Brandon's had a rough day. He had to go to the...
He got anally raped with a thermometer and some other instruments.
Yeah, and
I laughed.
You did not.
I laughed at him.
He got a bunch of shots and... had blood taken out of his legs and heart.
But I guess one of the major things, we just watched the new 4K scan. It's just
4K
a
restoration
of a Blu-ray, which you know they're going to release this on 4K disc.
That was this guy's argument on Amazon.
But here's the thing: I'm done buying stupid shit again and again. I'll buy it once or twice. But
Well, I'll be the person.
Well, you got you get it, but not. But very. It. I will say that it. Overall, the picture quality looks really good. There's some scenes that looked incredible, and it almost looked like it was filmed yesterday. But a lot of it, well, there was still grain in it, which I think, you know, they, you know, they're not going to get any. This is the best it's ever looked, ever.
The dirt even looked good pulling off of the zombies.
And then we watched the extras, and I was in
Steve
the zombie
found himself.
Zombie Wasteland extra at the very end in the crowd.
You
I was there.
Steve.
So there you go.
And Steve claimed he wasn't in there anywhere.
Well, we had to watch to the very end. They saved the best for last. So if you see me anywhere, I'll sign your disc for $5.
Well, you need to up
it,
Steve, like $50.
Well, no, when if I have a line, then I'll increase it.
Oh, okay.
Demand, you know.
Supply and demand.
Yeah, but yeah, it's funny.
Steve has a limited copies of the disc that he'll sign for you.
Yeah, but that was fun. I did get Thor Ragnarok in on 4K. I got off Amazon for $16.
Well, since you're talking about that, I'm gonna go.
Yeah, we gotta go get our other dog out of the rain or out of the wet weather. A wet willy. Woo! I was trying to watch some Jallows, but I never got into it today. But you know. Soon. Oh, I'm trying to think of something recent, but I think I talked about The Sound of Terror, which is a like 1966 or 7. I think it's a Spanish movie, but I'm not 100% sure. I think it is. And it was pretty interesting because it had Soledad Miranda and Ingrid Pitt in it. It was a weird.
Are you just now talking about
I don't know if I talked about it earlier, but I just thought that was a random movie that I'd seen, and I had maybe. And it's a weird movie, and I really just don't think that anybody needs to. You don't really need to see it, but it's interesting because the monster that they have is invisible, and I guess because you hear the sound of it approaching.
Oh, yeah, I remember
that. And it's black and white, of course, so that's weird.
What was this called again?
Sound of Terror.
Yeah, that was it.
So, and I don't want to, I mean, I don't want to spoil it. I get, if you don't want to hear what it is, go ahead and don't listen for the next 10 seconds or so.
Or
but,
fast forward for 10
seconds. Okay, you ready what it is? It's a dinosaur thing.
Oh, yeah.
It's a human-sized dinosaur, or maybe it's a baby dinosaur. An invisible baby dinosaur.
That was a weird movie, huh?
Yeah, it was a little strange, but yeah, and Ingrid Pitt is so freaking hot in those Hammer films. She looked, her hair was really bad in this. It was like it wasn't long enough.
It wasn't the Ingrid Pitt that Steve remembers.
No, it wasn't my vampire lovers Countess Dracula Ingrid Pitt.
Yeah,
it was
that was a different Ingrid Pitt.
It was like receptionist Ingrid Pitt.
What the heck?
She's doing her horror workout. Maybe that's what you could watch this and do your workout, Dana.
I don't look as good as Linnea Pugh.
Well, we need to crimp your hair like that.
See, nobody crimps their hair.
I know. You can bring it back.
Including Linnea Pugh. She don't crimp her hair anymore either.
But anyway, look at that big-ass cell phone or cordless phone with an antenna. But anyway.
Remember when people had car phones?
Yeah.
And pagers.
Yeah. We still have pagers.
Well,
unfortunately, I don't know why people still do, but anyway. Yeah, it was a weird, and Soledad Miranda looked, you know, great, but, you know, obviously in the Jess Franco film, she looks a lot better. But, anyway.
I'll just say, I've been watching, did I already talk about that? I already talked about Escape from the Insane Asylum.
Yes.
Okay, never mind. I'm not going to talk
about I got like a rip off of Brazilian television, an HD of, what is it called? It's the second Coffin Joe movie, something about I'll possess your corpse. This night I'll possess your corpse or something anyway. I don't know. It's just, it's an HD, of course, you know, I don't know. What kind of HD? I know that they released all the movies on DVD. Synapse did, because they couldn't. I don't know about the demand for this type of movies versus something like Suspiria. He's not going to spend 3 years trying to restore a Coffin Joe movie.
Who's not going to spend 3 years?
Don May Jr.
Oh, I highly doubt that.
So, but they did release something, some DVDs, but I would, maybe I'll pick them up secondhand or something at some point. I don't own a physical copy other than the latest, Coffin Joe movie. I think it's, Embodiment of, Evil, which definitely was, it's more graphic than those, of course, and in color. So, but, you know, I still liked it for what it was. They should have got the guy who played young Coffin Joe and then made another Coffin Joe, or maybe they just remade the first one. I don't know, but because I mean the first one is so.
I always thought Coffin Joe was a horror host.
No, I mean he was in comic books and everything, but no,
I really did think he was.
There were some movies that he made, and then he just showed up, or
because Coffin Joe just sound, don't they sound like a horror?
But the first movie and the second movie, I think, are just like so basic stories. They're kind of almost too tame in a way. Of course, he just wants a woman to screw him and then have his perfect baby. That's what he. That's all he wants.
What is he, Hitler?
No, he's just a really crazy fucking funeral parlor guy, and he bosses everybody. Everybody's scared to death of him. Of course, they should be. He'll fucking kill you.
Well, he has that look with his eyes.
Yeah. Well, that's before he grew his fingernails out and he couldn't do anything with his hands. But.
Oh, I will say, are you still talking about Coffin Joe?
I was finished.
Oh, go ahead.
No, I'm done.
Oh, I was going to say, yeah, finish your thought there. But I am eagerly awaiting the arrival of Silent Night, Deadly Night 2 from Scream Factory.
Yes.
With the Ricky figure.
Ricky Ricardo figure.
Yeah, it's going to be Ricky Ricardo in a fantasy. But as happened last year, they're not going to be able to send them to people earlier because I don't know they said that the figures were ready to put with the Blu-ray, but something must have got delayed with the Blu-ray for whatever reason. But it's odd. It's very odd that Steve got his Night of the Demons with Angela figure early. I can't get it. It's been two years of this mess with the Silent Night, Deadly Nights, and I can't get them early.
Well, there's the Nay. What's up?
There's a conspiracy here.
What's up for the Nay? The shorter Nay. So I guess we're done for now. We'll hopefully watch some more movies.
There's a ton of, if you care, there's a ton of Blu-rays coming out in December.
I'm getting my the new steelbook of Grindhouse that they.
Oh, yeah, that she's been waiting how long for?
Well, couple weeks. I mean, they said it was going to take till February, but then now they're available. So I don't know. Maybe they sold out of what they had in pre-order, but I pre-ordered mine pretty early, I thought, but maybe not early enough, but you know, whatever.
But, you know, I can't really complain about Scream Factory that much. Arrow's done the same thing with just Blu-ray packaging. I remember I waited forever to get
it. I remember.
No, it was Blood Rage and the Mutilator. I remember. Which one came out the latest? Blood Rage.
Of course.
Maybe. I don't know. It was one of them. But I don't know why these companies are doing that. Don't. Maybe they should just not make promises that they're going to send out.
Promises, promises.
And maybe we'd all be better off.
Yeah, we'd all be better off. That's the shirt that her boob pops out of. Or her nip.
Oh, really? When Steve claimed this was on TV.
Well, it was on a big, on the old satellite days called Network One, and then they would show all kinds of stuff, and then they used to blur out, like, on anime, they would blur out any nudity.
And they missed that.
And they used to have I love that channel. It was anime and bikini contests, and that's pretty much all they showed, and then they showed this at one point. I turned it on to say, hey, that's Linnea Quigley.
So, Steve, what's your official take on it? Was it a wardrobe malfunction?
I'm going to guess it wasn't planned, but since she didn't give a shit about nudity, she didn't care too much. And I didn't, I appreciated the,
I'm sure you did.
The, thing there. Oh, they're doing some, they're doing workout, warming up. See how she's doing? And then her shirt just keeps going lower, the holes in it.
And she didn't have a bra on?
No, she didn't follow the Scarface rules.
Wow.
But anyway, we're going to take a break and then we'll be back after we watch, a few more movies, I guess.
Bye.
Peace. Nip slip.
I knew you was going to say that. I was starting to say it, and you beat me to it.
Wow.
You shall utter no word without the permission of Basra. Her heart is weakening. It has to be replaced with a new one. This very night.
The blood drinkers. Vampires preying on the innocent. In the dark of night, they attack. To refresh themselves with the warm blood of the living, leaving behind them corpse after corpse, with no one safe from their deadly fangs. These are the Blood Drinkers. An Edgar Allan Poe's immortal classic of horror and hate. The Black Cat. Is it real? Is it alive? For unimaginable shock scenes, see The Black Cat from the pen of Edgar Allan Poe.
Thank you.
Oh, Steve's recording now. Okay.
I don't know what drying the pan out means, but it kinky.
I'm making Christmas candy and cookies. That's why Steve's in the kitchen while we're recording. So, are we going to talk about what we watched last night?
A little bit.
Well, I want to know what's...
Random thing. I watched Terminator Salvation on Netflix, yeah. Which is...
And actually, I didn't sit down and watch the complete thing, but what I saw of it, everybody talked about how shitty it was. I didn't think it was that bad.
No, it was all right. It wasn't...
Not as good as the
original
one.
But anyway... Well, I got my two movies in from Vinegar Syndrome. I got The Children and The Mausoleum Blu-rays, and we watched The Children.
Well, I did.
I watched it. I was there.
Steve was there for the beginning.
No,
I
got to the halfway mark.
All right.
Before, because it was really late when we watched it, but...
Because we went to the Bob Seger concert last night.
But, yeah, it looked... I mean, all I've seen it on was TV and the Troma DVD. It looks like a completely different movie.
Yeah. I mean, Troma's not known for putting out, like, really good transfers of stuff, so...
I think they put out a few things, like their, like, whatchamacallit, Toxic Avenger and stuff.
Well, yeah, Blu-ray, that but, stuff.
But other than that, that's... anyway, it looks really good, and it's a goofy-ass movie. I mean, I did find out that, which I hadn't known, was that it was... a lot of the crew was the same crew that was on Friday the 13th, and then
Harry Manfredini does the music.
Yeah, so, I mean, it's...
But, which, if you were just listening to the music... And you didn't really hear any dialogue or anything, you'd swear it was a Friday the 13th movie.
Yeah.
Without the, stuff.
Good, okay. Damn it.
And we'll, that's as close as a Friday the 13th, I guess.
Yep. Yeah. Watched, Girl Boss Revenge.
That was a crazy movie.
Sudan, I don't know what the hell. But anyway, it's one of those pinky violent movies. I saw the poster, of course, that got me interested.
It has a topless chick on it. Steve said, I'm in.
Yeah, I like stuff like that. But anyway, it was pretty fun. It was.
And I asked Steve before we watched it, I said, are they real violent? And Steve's like, no. And then you had, like, them sticking hot things up a girl's vagina and...
Well, right. I don't consider that violent.
Yeah, it was pretty violent.
But, yeah, pinky violent movies. It was. I hadn't seen it, like I say, and I was looking around for it and realized I had the DVD, and I'd had it for like 5 years and had never opened it, so I cracked it open and watched it. I ain't watched one of those in a while, so that was fun. And then I also got the UK release of... Escape from New York with the 4K transfer. And
which I was cooking, so I was watching parts of it. What did you think of the transfer?
Oh, I think the transfer looks great. I mean, I'm surprised. I got to see, you can see the hair and the sweat on the back of Ox Baker.
Ox Baker?
He's the guy that Snake fights in the ring.
Oh, that guy. Okay.
So that was, and then, yeah, I would say it's a pretty good transfer. And then there's a ton of extras. There's a whole Blu-ray of extras. There's the soundtrack, and then there's another Blu-ray of the movie.
And a mini poster.
Yeah, mini poster and some cards with some... I don't know if they're supposed to be lobby cards, because they got just, like, random pictures.
Oh, okay. Well, they look like lobby cards.
Yeah, but they're... I don't know. They don't look like it as far as the design of them, but... Anyway, that was cool. I mean, they got other ones out, like the... They Live and Prince of Darkness and The Fog, yeah.
But Steve said he wasn't really, interested in getting those.
The Blu-ray for The Fog we watched over Halloween, it looked excellent, so I don't really need to spend $30+.
Yeah,
well, really
that,
$40.
Is that 4K or is it just
regular? No, it's just regular, but I mean, it looks good enough for me. And I didn't own a Blu-ray of Escape from New York, so.
I do.
Yeah, I know.
But now I got to see it in 4K or part of it.
So I got that, and we're waiting on some other stuff, but of course Christmas.
You'll hear my, I've got the Evil Dead 2 4K coming on Tuesday. It's supposed to be here along Tuesday. With my Scream Factory, Silent Night Deadly Night 2 with the Ricky action figure.
Action figures?
Yeah. Mm. Which we didn't get early this year. We were supposed to get a week early, and something happened. Didn't get that early.
Well.
Is there anything else we're forgetting to see?
Unfortunately, no. Not a lot of... What did we watch Friday night?
Well, I'm trying to remember.
I think we watched something, but I fell asleep.
Steve always falls asleep. And I end up watching stuff, or I have been kind of sneaky and fast-forwarded through stuff if I really don't like it. Once Steve falls asleep and he wakes up and he's like, it's over.
It's over, Johnny.
But I'm sure we'll have a lot more to talk about as soon as some stuff starts coming in, like Steve said, Christmas stuff. And
well, I'm going to watch Mausoleum coming up next weekend, so.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not saying Mausoleum in a good movie, but watching that chick get naked most of the time, I'm not, she, the more possessed she gets, the more time she gets naked.
And then, like, I don't know, the weird thing is of how old she is. I mean, she's an older chick. And then she kept on getting naked for a little while longer after this, in a couple movies, at least one more. So it's kind of...
She seduces the gardener in Mausoleum.
Yes, baby. And Esther's in it from...
Which, I don't know, I mean, a lot of people by now have heard this. She used to do stand-up.
Stand-up comedy?
Yeah, and I remember my dad saying that she was real vulgar. Her act was real vulgar.
Well.
But she was supposed to be real religious on Sanford and Son, I think. Her character was.
Well.
But we got any more to talk about, Steve? Steve's working on some projects.
Thinking, Dana.
Shoot, I wish I could remember what I watched.
And now Steve's putting Mod Podge stuff in my
I wish
stuff.
I could remember what we watched.
Well, I could remember what we watched on Friday also, but I thought you were keeping track of it.
I was.
But no more?
No.
Well, I hope everybody's getting their Christmas holiday viewing in, because there's plenty of Christmas horror movies you can watch, and plenty of non-horror ones you can watch. Speaking of Escape from New York, you can watch I think it's the Christmas Chronicles with Kurt Russell as Santa Claus.
Right, Dana.
If you want to. If you're interested in that, that's your thing.
I don't know. Damn.
I was hoping if I stalled long enough, Steve would remember what we watched on Friday.
No, there ain't. You could stall for a year. Oh, yeah. Well,
so you did remember it.
I did watch it. It was, and it was a house at the on Dead End Street.
Oh yeah, how could I forget that? Okay, I want to know what Steve thought of this movie.
It's one of those movies where it doesn't really have a
coherent plot.
Well, I mean, it's got kind of razor thin thing, but and it, the ending just kind of goes and that's it. It doesn't really have an ending.
No, there's no.
And it was funny to watch the main guy on a talk show in like the early 70s talking about the movie, And of course, the thing with that guy was,
you know, that guy looked like a Paul Watkins guy or whatever that guy's name was that was a motorcycle gang member that was in Manson's cult for a little bit.
Tex?
No, it was Paul something. His name was Paul something.
Paul Nashy.
No, it wasn't Paul Nashy. But anyway, he got out of the cult and then he told the cops.
Oh yeah,
kinds of stuff about.
Yeah, they tracked him down for that one special and talked to him. He was
playing
with a band like at bars and stuff.
But anyway, that's who that main guy on Last House on Dadian Street looked like. That guy.
But anyway, I read somewhere about a Blu-ray, but I mean, honestly, the DVD from like early 2000s looked like garbage. And I don't think a transfer is going to help this movie. I mean, I mean, it's interesting for what it was, which is like a little really super low budget.
It seems like an experimental film or something.
You know what the name of the original name was? It's like a bunch of something of like Cuckoos or something. Hell of Cuckoos?
I don't know. I can't
remember. Cuckoo's Hell or something.
But what the guy wanted to do, because he directed it, he was the main guy.
He was the Robert Rodriguez of shitty horror movie.
But he said he wanted to make the most vile, disgusting film ever made. Now, I don't think he accomplished that. But
anyway, we're going to...
Actually, something like Last House on the Left or something was probably worse than...
Yeah. Well, I mean, I think I stole the name part, of, you know, trying to...
Cash in.
Yeah.
And they had that just keep repeating it's only a movie.
But we'll let you go and we'll be back after this.
Bye.
Time is running out for the people of the Asylum of the Insane. Asylum of the Insane, where madness is the norm. Filmed in Horoscope, see thrilling scenes in 3D. Three-dimensional terror jumps off the screen and into your lap. Obtain your free 3D blood shield glasses upon entering the theater. Rated GP, but not recommended for impressionable children. Asylum of the Insane, produced in Hollywood by maniacs.
And coming on stage, it's No Show for Sissies. See two out-of-this-world horror shows in person. See Dr. Ridenour and his Nightmare of Movie Monsters. You'll see the screen's latest and most horrible movie monsters alive in person. See the teenage Frankenstein, the fly, the colossal beast, the daughter of Dracula, Rodan, and the flying monster. These monsters are not on film, but alive in person on the stage and in the audience. See what happens when teenage Frankenstein meets Dracula's daughter. All this plus stage show number two, Spooks Are Poppin'. We warn you, this is the most on stage, in person, two blood-warming horror shows.
All right, we're recording again. Well, let's go over some of the stuff we've watched, Dana.
We should probably go over stuff we got for Christmas, too. We didn't do that.
Oh, yeah. No. You go ahead.
You want me to talk about what I got for Christmas?
Sure.
Well, as far as movies go, Steve got me two movies off my wish list. Maniac, the 4K restoration, which I thought was quite good. Steve and I watched that together. And then I got Scorpion released Death Ship yet again.
It's called Another Death Ship.
No, I think it might be a 2K version this time. But
you ain't snuck that in yet?
Huh?
You ain't watched that yet?
No, I haven't watched it yet. But I'll have to let everybody know about that one. Like I said, I thought Maniac was quite good. That movie has never looked pristine, so... this is the gate. I don't think that there is a pristine copy of that out there. But
no.
What? I want to know what Steve thought of it, because he kind of said...
Oh, the...
The maniac.
The transfer, I don't know. I mean, I guess it looked good. You know, as best it's going to look.
At one
you know,
point, you said you weren't too impressed.
Yeah, well, I mean, there's certain scenes in almost a lot of movie or a lot of Blu-rays and stuff that don't look that good. And it's usually around the beginning.
But I will say, though, real quick, if you're looking for there to be a ton of extra features that weren't on the other release prior to this one, then don't bother, because there's only two tiny little extra things on there.
So does that mean, but it had all the other extras?
Yeah. All the other extras were ported over from... I can actually probably tell you what...
That's okay. You don't need to go get it. We don't need that.
Well, in case somebody wanted to know how minuscule these were... The new Maniac outtakes, which was kind of interesting. It does have Bill Lustig doing commentary over it. And new returning to the scene of the crime with William Lustig, which was okay. But if you're looking for, like, really long extras or some new insight into this movie, then if that's the only reason you're buying this, don't bother, I would say. So,
well, I would definitely say if it's ever come out on a 4K disc, I wouldn't get it. So, because the transfer cannot look any better than it is in this one. So, but anyway,
Steve's recommendation.
So, anything else?
Not that I got.
All right,
movie wise.
Well, Dana got me a few things. She got me the new zombie release. And she got me a 4K of all the Rambo movies except the fourth one, which I watched First Blood, and it looked really good.
Yeah, what I saw of it looked really good too.
Anything besides those four? Movie wise.
As far as movies, I'm trying to think.
I don't think so, but...
Because I think the zombie one was the only extra one.
I'm still waiting on the All Colors of the Dark. And
yeah, which it might not be... It's more than likely going to be January before right. It gets here, so...
But some of the things we watched... I watched Cabin in the Woods on 4K, and it looked good, and...
I was amazed at how many things I forgot about Kevin in the Woods, but I've only watched it one other time. Did I talk about the, do you know if I talked about those short films or not?
No, but I'm sure you will.
All right, you go ahead and finish up, and I'll talk about that in a minute.
Yeah, Kevin Woods is interesting, and I was on a kick for a little while getting used 4K discs off eBay, which, you know, got some decent deals, so I got a few, watched, I can't even think. I wish I'd write them down again.
I seen
Aquaman and the new Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse movies, and both were really good.
I thought Aquaman was good, what I saw of it.
It was decent. I liked it. Also, the the Children Blu-ray, which I'm not sure if we talked about, but it looked amazing compared to the VHS.
That's probably the best
transfer
that's ever gonna look.
From Troma that they had out. And
Steve hasn't watched Mausoleum.
No, I haven't watched Mausoleum yet. I guess I'm just saving it for some time. But watched Who Saw Her Die, which was a giallo I bought back in 2002. part of the Giallo set from like Anchor Bay or I think it was still Anchor Bay, but I hadn't seen it. I only watched it once, so I forgot a bunch of stuff. So it was interesting in seeing Venice. Venice had flooding problems way back then, and so it was interesting because I see online now, I've watched some YouTube videos, when it rains or something happens, they have to, everybody, they like in a restaurant wearing galoshes because the water is about 6 inches deep in a restaurant and out on the street, so it's kind of interesting.
Well, if we ever go to Venice.
Well, if it rains. I still haven't watched all my stuff. Of course, 2001, I think we talked about, looked amazing.
Yeah, that looked fantastic.
We actually had HDR, I think, turned way down on the TV, so
yeah,
we turned that on.
We discovered the dynamic setting for this, and it makes the 4Ks look exceptional.
Which, I don't know why. Why?
Well, you have to do that, or did you turn it on HDR Plus? I thought you said you turned it on dynamic. Don't listen. No, I want to hear what he. I guess you did on HDR Plus mode.
Well, I'm not our expert settings. That's interesting. Well, anyway, I'm not messing with it.
No, don't mess with it.
But.
Oh, there's tracking problems on this one.
Okay, I mean, I've been messing with my rack, my new movie rack I built in the back room, and so I've been messing with that.
Now
for
our back room looks like a video store.
Yeah.
That's awesome, though.
But. I have still got 4Ks that I've had for a while that I haven't watched. So
I have a whole bunch of 4Ks I haven't watched.
Like, I got Logan, and I got, like, Justice League. And
we said we were going to watch Die Hard, but...
Yeah, we never got around. I mean, I didn't watch a lot of Christmas movies in general. I mean, I watched...
No, I was shocked that Steve, like, he didn't want to watch any of them.
I just felt weird about this time. I didn't watch Christmas Evil or any of that stuff like we used to. Maybe next year I'll feel better into it. Cause,
well, a lot of people said it didn't feel like Christmas this year. So
I mean, also, when you watch the same stuff over and over again, I get kind of bored with it. What did we watch? It was a Christmas horror movie.
Christmas horror movie.
Didn't we watch one? I watched one with you.
Trying to
I guess not.
I don't know. I can't. We didn't watch Silent Night, Bloody Night together.
No.
I watched that by myself. Oh, Don't Open Till Christmas.
Yes, we did a commentary for Don't Open Till Christmas. That was the only Christmas horror movie I watched.
Which should be out here shortly.
No, it's out.
Oh.
I put it on Dropbox.
Well, I don't know if people... How many people you think already got a video version of it that they can sync up?
It's probably on YouTube.
Well, anyway, Steve's already got it out, so...
Yeah.
Steve probably put a link on this on Facebook.
I put it on, yeah.
Or the Dead Pit.
So I'm going to... But probably wrap the show up, or this year up with... we're going to, you know, usually what we do on New Year's is watch New Year's Evil. So we'll probably end up watching that.
Well, the other movie that you could watch if you want to watch a horror-related is Terror Train, which... takes place on New Year's Eve. A lot of people probably don't know that or didn't pay enough attention
or
to
care,
it.
Or care, yeah.
Like Steve, probably. But that is another suggestion for New Year's if you want to watch that. But I was going to talk about, because I couldn't remember, and Steve says I haven't talked about them, there are several short films that were made by Sam Raimi and Scott Spiegel, Bruce Campbell, Rob Tappert, and Josh Becker, and like a bunch of their buddies and stuff, and Sam's brother Ted's on some of them. However, if you're looking for every single one of them that was put they made, you might be slightly disappointed with this set, but let me tell you, this is probably going to be the most complete set of the short films that they did prior to Evil Dead, in between the Evil Dead movies. And there's probably, with the Josh Becker ones especially, there's probably some even later than that. But they have a lot of the really, really old stuff, like when they were teenagers, like when Scott Spiegel was a teenager and stuff. And some of them they put...
teenager?
Yes. Some of them they put Three Stooges soundtracks on there. But by the time they got around to what was called the Metropolitan Film Group years, most of that stuff had their own audio and stuff like that. And you've got stuff like Cleveland Smith Bounty Hunter and Toro, 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 and... just a ton of Attack of the Helping Hand, The Blind Waiter.
Blind Waiter.
Just all kinds of stuff like that. And if you're interested in that stuff, I highly recommend these. You have to get them from the UK. And, you know, be ready to spend a fair amount of money on them if you want to get all three of the ones that were released. But they're professionally done. I think Scott Spiegel and Josh Becker have went through and, like, enhanced these things as best they could. Keep in mind, they are Super 8, a lot of them, so the quality is what it is, so...
Is what it is, yeah. Huh?
But, anyway, I have all three of the sets. They're really cool. They come with lots of goodies. They come with a little... booklet in each one that looks like it's been sitting around for about 20 or 30 years. You know, they made it that way on purpose, I'm assuming.
Huh.
You also get copies of photos.
Photos?
Yeah, of the guys in the different films. And even Steve said it looked like they were done pretty professional, didn't you, Steve?
I did. Thank you, Dana.
Okay. But I highly recommend you go to...
No plugs, Dana. No plugs.
No, it's a plug.
No plugs.
Go to super8shorts.com. And if you want more information on that and how you can get these. And, okay, I'm done with that.
You done?
Yeah.
All right. Well, I think about Savage Streets. I want to watch that tomorrow. Well before midnight, but one thing that I think we're going to have our own website coming next year.
That's the plan.
So be on the lookout for that.
We'll have to give you more updates when it gets closer to launch date for that.
And we're going
to
have our own Patreon.
I don't know about that.
Where people pay us money per month for our show.
I think Patreon's stupid.
No, money.
I'm not charging people for our show.
No, for extras, like.
What kind of extras? Commentaries or something?
Yeah, sure. We could do all kinds of extra stuff.
See, I hate when people.
I'm
do
just
that
kidding.
Show. Good. And I apologize to anybody that does that. You know, I'm not trying to say you're stupid. I'm just saying it's not something that I want to do.
Yeah, Dana don't want to do it. So we're going to wrap it up for the year.
Woo! That always sounds so weird when you say that, you know, we're going to wrap things up for the year, or it's the last day of the year for me, because it feels so weird, you know, that...
Yeah.
We're gonna go, you know, straight into the new year. It's gonna be 2019, Steve.
Yeah. So, but 1 year down, and you know, 1 year closer to dying. So it's a good.
Steve always says that. That's
it's good stuff. It's good stuff. It'll be over soon. Steve. So, but anyway, we will be back.
Somebody needs to cheer Steve up, so even though I'm doom and gloom.
Yeah. Someone give me the winning lottery numbers, and that'll be super cheery.
Get a new job.
Well, no, I want the lottery better. But anyway, so we'll be back in
2019.
And so I'll play some music by, is it Shadow, Dana?
Yeah. Are you gonna find that?
Yeah.
And if you're in Louisville and want to get a tasty burger, go to Baxter's 942 Bar and Grill in the Highlands.
And no more plugs. So.
Okay. Yeah, sorry, couldn't help it.
So back to Shadow.
Bye.